like you mentioned, like they're a huge part of like Black women's lives. Like my hair braider a week before my wedding, like she saved my life, you know? Like it was like everything I needed that day. Like I was having a meltdown. I had a sty in my eye. I didn't get the right hair for the style I wanted. She was my therapist. She was my mom. She was my auntie. She was my best friend. And all of that. And I feel like that's all encapsulated in this show. So it's really exciting to be able to put that on a Broadway stage. I never thought I'd get that opportunity.
The play is Jaja's African Hair Braiding. It is on Broadway right now. We must support my next guest, Jocelyn Bio on Naked.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with us. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. Got a champion and carry champion. Hey girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with us.
For most Black women, getting your hair done is pretty much a spiritual experience. And I learned this when I was 7 years old. That's when I started getting my hair done, because my mother did not want to do it herself. It was thick, as the old folks would say. But the exposure of putting your hair in someone else's hands, that transformation that we undergo, the patience it takes to sit and get your hair done, especially as a Black woman, is unlike anything you can ever really experience. But of course, now you can. There is a play. It is called Jaja's African Hair Braiding. The playwright is Jocelyn Bio. And she, by far, at least in my opinion, is one of the most young, talented playwrights out there. she captures the experiences of Black women in such a very special way, in such unique settings. And I feel like it is her duty to do so. She's been chosen, set apart. For the very first time, her play is on Broadway. And as you listen to her talk, I really, truly encourage you all, go out and support her. It will be on Broadway until November 19th. It could get extended, but it is worth a special trip to support her, to give her life, because she is giving voice to Black women, and she's making sure that they are seen and they are heard. Such a beautiful moment and such a lovely conversation. Welcome, Jocelyn Bio, to Naked. Jocelyn, first of all, congratulations on all of your success. I have been reading of a storm. I literally was saying, as this is random, as I was getting ready for work, I have a TV show and I was doing hair and makeup, and I was talking to my podcast booker, and I was like, oh yeah, I want to see that play. And the girl doesn't. She's like, I heard that play was so great, Jaws. And I was just like, oh, it's word of mouth. Like, it's so wonderful that it's just word of mouth, and you can just be sitting somewhere and somebody can say, I heard that, that was just that wonderful. So let's begin there. This is your first on Broadway play. How does it feel? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It feels good. It feels good that people are connecting with it. It feels good that people are enjoying it. It's bringing in a whole new crop of audiences to see Broadway shows, because for the most part, it's usually like older, whiter, you know, audiences. Sure. And there's not usually a lot of younger Black people who show up. So it's nice that they feel like there's something for the culture happening on a Broadway stage and they want to come out and support. So it's good. I feel good.
And you think you deserve it? It's been a long time coming. I know people were like, she's an overnight success. You're like, I've been doing this for a minute.
you know that that's like the craziest statement in the world. Like, we work so hard doing what we do. And I've been grinding for a very, very, very long time. So, you know, my best friend always says, like, it takes a long time for things to happen quickly. And I really feel like that's kind of the vibe with the show right now.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. From my understanding, Jocelyn, you went to school and you got a degree in English as well as theater. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And the reason, I think you told your parents you were going to school for business because you didn't want them to know your real love. Why is that?
Well, you know, look, I'm first generation Ghanaian. Both my parents are from Ghana and West Africa, and like most immigrant parents, you know, they want their kids to kind of only go into professions that seem like money makers out the gate, you know, doctors, lawyer, engineer, the whole vibe. And so, of course, that's what they wanted me to do. Of course, it's what they wanted me to study. And I was just scared. I was just scared to, you know, share that my real love was in theater, was in the arts. But I knew that I was really passionate about it, and I knew that I was pretty good at it. And so I was hopeful that when they learned I had changed my mind, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. And honestly, it really wasn't. It really honestly wasn't that bad. It was.
When did
you
tell them?
Just shy of my graduation.
You're like, so by the way, when you guys come to see me graduate, funny thing is. Yeah.
Could it be English and theater, not business? Just FYI. But it was fine because I actually had decided to go straight from undergrad to grad school, and I had gotten into Columbia's MFA playwriting program. And so I think the like Ivy League of it all kind of smoothed things over.
Yeah. You're like, listen, I'm not going to Hollywood to start this. I'm going to go right to school. I'm going to just perfect what I already know. That's perfect.
Exactly.
So what you have decided to do, and I think it's been done before, but in very different ways, is the way in which you actually had. I don't want to bypass this. You are an actor. You have been in a play, correct?
Yeah,
you're a working actor. You are a theater actor.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that I'm very clear about that. I read that you that your very one role as a punk girl on. Unhelpful employee, right? Wasn't that one of the roles?
Yeah.
And you were like, I was making decent money. What does decent money make when you don't have a name? You just have a title as your role.
You know, it's a tricky thing. You know, doing theater and wanting to have a career and also trying to pay your bills. Like, of all of the like entertainment sects that you can work as an actor, film, TV, and theater. You know, theater is the one that is the least paying, and it's just different. It's a different model. It's usually a lot of not-for-profit, and the rate of return is different. And so I knew that I wanted to really step into my writer bag, but for a way. And I knew that I just had to make a commitment to that. And so that meant that I had to like kind of shift my priorities from acting on stage to writing. What I didn't know was that the writing would then lead to opportunities in film and TV. And that's kind of like supplemented a lot of my income.
if you will. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just made a shift in my priorities, but it didn't mean that it's gone forever. I still act. I still hope to get back on stage. But
yeah, you'll do it. Can't you write yourself in a play?
I can.
I mean, you might want to get back to you. Can't you just write a play called Jocelyn?
I know. I actually can. I don't know why. I'm bugging out. I need to just do that now.
It's about
you heard it here first. Breaking news. I'm writing my own show. It's called Jocelyn, and it's breaking news right here on this podcast.
Like, I'm hoping to get back to it. I'm like, if that was me with my old ego self, I'd be like, oh, what did I do? She's going to hop on. What did I do? So here's my thing. I know all businesses don't pay well, right? Especially in theater. I remember when I first started as a local journalist, my first job was $12,000 a year. I was living, but I was barely living.
Yeah.
And so you have this talent that is undeniable. And what I think that you've done in your early plays that were off Broadway, not on Broadway, can you tell me the difference? What off Broadway means versus on Broadway?
Yes. Okay. So Broadway is a very specific group of commercial theaters that usually center around the Times Square area, and they are for-profit theaters. So anybody who's doing a Broadway show, for the most part, is doing a show that is produced by a group of producers, and they are in it to make a profit. Whereas off-Broadway is usually a nonprofit theater organization who benefit from like donations or sponsors or, you know, donors, things like that. And so their budgets are set every year from essentially people who are generous enough to fund their programming. So there's differences there. I mean, each theater, of course, commercial or nonprofit, they all want to have a hit show that makes them a lot of money. But commercial is a different vibe, and that's what's on Broadway.
Okay, so tell me the difference between your early plays. Like, you had The African Mean Girls, which it was based on a combination of your experience, your mom's experience, and there was another experience. I forgot which what it was, but I love the idea.
It was loosely inspired from the real Miss Ghana pageant in the early aughts, where the Ghana pageant officials went and found a girl who was American born, biracial, but had a Ghanaian father, and brought her to compete in the Miss Ghana pageant because they thought they'd have a better shot at Miss Universe in a candidate who was lighter skinned. And it was really quite the scandal in like Ghanaian news media. Obviously, it didn't make it across the pond. But I thought that was a really unique story of how colorism kind of came into play in a beauty competition. And not that I follow that. I don't follow beauty pageants or anything in a real way, but I have my own experiences with colorism and kind of my own journey into like owning my beauty as a dark-skinned Black woman, and always wanted to write about it. And so I put all of that into a play that was set in a high school. And, you know, the high stakes thing was that a pageant recruiter was coming, and, you know, comedy and drama ensue. So I started, that was my first play that got produced off Broadway. And that was 6 years ago now. And
you have such a great sense of humor.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I hope so.
I always say this about Black people. We do trauma the best. Like, we really can turn our pain into hilarity or comedy. Absolutely. Whatever we choose to do. Colorism is a real thing and it's painful. But it's really funny to look at who we are as people and how we behave. And if you make, and then if you laugh at it, it's digestible. At least that's how I see it.
I mean, yeah, because we're a people who come from a lot of trauma. And like, you know, you can't say that at any given time in our existence that we did not find joy in some way. That's the only way we could survive. So I feel like, you know, my baseline as a writer is comedy. I just like that kind of spoonful of sugar mentality when you're telling a story in a similar way. Like Jar Jar's, like the heart of it is, of course, about like Harlem, hair braiding, Black women, hair, the diaspora. And then at the center of it is also immigration and like what it's like to be an immigrant woman in this country and, you know, what it's like to come here with an American dream and then kind of meet American reality. So all of that is not going to be easily digestible. And so I think wrapping it up in a comedic space is really helpful. So as long as people keep laughing, then I, you know, I'm good. Yeah. Once they stop laughing, I'll be like, cool, cool, cool. Let me put up my pencils.
Okay, I'm all set. I don't think that'll ever be the case. Jaja's African Hair Braiding is on Broadway until November 5th. I'm sure there it may stay longer.
Actually,
tell me more.
Yes.
Update.
Breaking news today. We have extended again until November 19th. So we have extended again. The people love it. And so we are going for another 2 more weeks. So we're going now till November 19th.
Congratulations, sis. Just proud of you. I love that all of the settings for your plays take place within the diaspora, and they tell a very interesting story that must be told. And acknowledging hair braiders, like, talk about that for a second, because there's so much poetry in what they do and who they are for us in general.
Yeah.
Getting your hair braided, getting your hair done is a spiritual experience. Period. For a person, right?
Exactly.
And so just. Period. So I love this idea. Tell everybody more about the play.
Well, so Jaja's African Hair Braiding is set in 2019 on a hot summer day. And the play spans over the course of one day. We start at 9 a.m. and we end at 9 p.m. And we just meet all of the hair braiders at this shop. And the central character, the title character, rather, Jaja, is getting married. And there's a lot of questions about whether her marriage is really for love or for, you know, the convenience of papers. And so there's a lot of discussion about that. And like I mentioned, immigration throughout the play. And I mean, it's a huge cast of characters. It's 10 actors on stage, 9 Black women, 1 Black man, and there's 17 different characters. So there's some people who are playing multiple customers and people and vendors and stuff like that who come into the shop. So I really wanted to spread the wealth of like all of the Black people who come into the shop.
Mm-hmm.
African women who come in, who work at the salon, customers who come into the shop, everyone and everything I could think of, I threw into the play. And it was important to me. I wanted to write a like love letter to these Harlem women. They're the heart of Harlem. They're part of a huge part of the economy of Harlem. And also kind of telling their story. So many of us who like either grew up in Harlem or, you know, go there to hang out, whatever the case, you walk by a lot of these shops. You walk by these women sometimes trying to solicit you to braid your hair in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really know about them or their lives. And I think this is like really lifting, you know, the curtain on who they are, their experiences and, you know, what their dreams and hopes were. And I feel like there's never been a story that's centered on them in any way. And like you mentioned, like they're a huge part of like Black women's lives. Like my hair braider a week before my wedding, like she saved my life, you know? Like it was like everything I needed that day. Like I was having a meltdown. I had a sty in my eye. I didn't get the right hair for the style I wanted. You know, I was feeling stressed out about, you know, family coming in town and all the things. And like in those 6 hours that she did the most beautiful, perfect style of braids that I wanted for my wedding day. She was my therapist. She was my mom. She was my auntie. She was my best friend. and all of that. And I feel like that's all encapsulated in this show. So
that's beautiful.
It's really exciting to be able to put that on a Broadway stage. I never thought I'd get that opportunity, but I think why would I? You know, those opportunities never come to, you know, Black people. I mean, I'm the first Black playwright since 1991 to premiere a play on Broadway cold, like without it being done previously anywhere. Those kind of stats are, you know, very common when it comes to Black people and Black artists.
But leave it to a Black woman. Will she do it? Won't we do it?
We will. We will.
Because I'm like, why? You know, I'm like, why not? Why not? How does it feel to be the first since 1991? How does it feel?
It feels incredible. It feels humbling. It feels bittersweet, like so many of those beautiful acknowledgments and wins are. But I'm thrilled about that. I'm thrilled to be able to share this story and that people are coming out and it just proves that, like, when people say representation matters, I know that's like a saying it has been beaten to death at this point, but like, it's so true. I think the show extending multiple times, having different audiences come to see the show just proves that, like, people are starving to have a good time, starving to see themselves on a Broadway stage. And, I'm just glad that I'm part of that history.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. So let's just take a moment and celebrate that. Don't gloss over that. I think that we oftentimes do amazing things and we're like, what's next? And we're looking ahead. Have you been able to sit and enjoy this success? Have you been able to understand the accomplishment as you just explained it to me with all the stats?
I think I understand it more every time I say it out loud, you know. When I just sit and think about it or read about it, I don't know that I'm like taking it in. But when I say it out loud, I'm like, wow, that's crazy, you know, that I'm part of that.
Hey, everybody, you know what I do. I have to pay these bills. Otherwise, the podcast does not stay on. So you can fast forward or you can listen to these great commercials. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion. And girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Get naked with.
Welcome back to Naked, and here is more from the lovely and extremely impressive Jocelyn Bio.
You also had one of your off-Broadway plays premiere in the UK, and you had, you know, Idris Elba as the production one on the producing team. Like that,
yeah.
That's just a check, 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 check. Like to me, the next probable step after that is like, okay, I'll be on Broadway. You never thought like, I'll be on Broadway. That's
I mean, I think, you know, I'm such a like, head down and only peek up, you know, when I need to kind of person. I'm like just truly driving with no peripheral. Like I'm just like, you know, just like go, go, go. And I think you always have those moments where you're like, you're working, you're grinding. And all of a sudden you look up and you're like, where am I? Oh my God. Like, how did I even get here? And I know how I got here, but that's part of, I think, you know, my mentality, I guess, is just really keep working, really keep working through that checklist of like thing of dream bucket list things you want to do, and hope that you end up checking them all off. So I don't know. The Idris thing was wild because like it was my UK premiere of my play Schoolgirls I was just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that he had been sent the play to possibly come on board to produce, but I just was like, feels far-fetched. She seems busy. Like, I don't know. And, you know, next thing I know, it was like a week later or something like that. I'm sitting on a Zoom with him and he's just like, I love it, Jocelyn. It's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is happening? You know, it was wild.
Everything that is supposed to happen. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. This is exciting. I mean, this is like a big deal. You know what I mean?
You never
wait till you wrap this up. If it ever wraps, like it may keep getting extended and extended and extended. And wait till you see the offers now. Do you have your sights set on anything, or we're just back down at the computer writing your own story and starring in it?
I mean, yes, right. There's that. There's my show, Josh. soon come. But
soon come.
No, of course. I mean, look, now I'm glad that the writer's strike is over. It'd be great to like start focusing on some film and TV things, really widen the audience. Theater is great, but like film and TV could reach millions, you know? And so that's always going to be a goal of mine, is to be able to create a new TV show or film that the masses can see. So I'm hopeful about that, but I'm glad we found a resolution there with the writer's strike.
Well, I know everyone's like, it as considering someone who has no content to consume except for the play that I am going to go see. Thank you very much. I need some content at the house. There's none on here. So can you get to these streaming services and help them out? Yes. Justin?
I'm speaking for my message. I'm gonna try to whisper in their ear and see what's what.
So you did Schoolgirls. You did another play. What was the second play that you did?
Nollywood Dreams,
which was about based in Nigeria. And then now we have obviously in Harlem on Broadway, Jaja's African Hair Braiding. Yeah. I am really curious about the locations that you choose, albeit intentional. But where does it come from? Like, where does that creative inspiration come from to say this particular setting?
Yeah, I mean, well, like, and they all kind of like span through the decades. Like, you know, Schoolgirls is set in the 80s, Nollywood Dreams is set in the 90s. I did an adaptation of a Shakespeare play called Merry Wives, and that's set in the 2000s, and then Jaja's is now in 2019. So I don't know, I guess I'm moving through all the decades of my life, I guess. maybe that's what it is. I want to spread the love. I want to be able to tell like Black diasporic stories. So if that means that some of them are set in Ghana in a boarding school in the 80s, or in Nigeria during the heart of like the Nollywood movie industry explosion, or Harlem, where you know I was born and raised in Washington Heights, which is the neighborhood just above Harlem. So I, you know, hung out in Harlem all the time. I went to the hair braiding shop like since I was like 5 years old. So I'm just interested in like touching all of the places that I guess I have touched or like I feel a connection to. And also kind of diversifying the conversation of how diaspora is portrayed. I think so often, especially with African stories, certainly with Black American stories, there's like just a through line of just like, you know, trauma, you know, poverty porn when it comes to like a lot of African stories. And it's a very singular narrative with many of our stories, which is not always untrue. Like many of these stories are true. I just feel like it can't be the only narrative. You know, we can't always be expected to go see a show or turn on the TV or go to a movie and just be like really bummed out, you know, at the atrocities of the world. We kind of experience that every day just by watching the news, you know, or scrolling through Instagram. You kind of get accosted by like, what video am I going to see now? You know, who was pulled over and it didn't go well now. And so to be able to add to the conversation of how we're reflected and do that diasporically on the continent in America, I feel like that's a really important thing to do. And I feel like I have a purview of that because I grew up as a child of immigrant, African immigrants, but I also grew up in America as a Black woman. I walked through the world as a Black woman. Nobody knows, you know, where my cultural identity is or anything like that. I know what it's like to face the racism that every Black person in America faces. And so I have that twofold perspective. And I think I'm always trying to explore that in all of my writing.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And the story needs to be told. And more importantly, we need to be heard. And this is just a way in which you're able to actually put voice and power together, which I think is the beauty of entertainment in so many ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date,
Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion. Hey girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest, greatest in sports and entertainment. Get naked with.
Congratulations to you. I love it. I love the, everything that you're doing. I would dare ask what is next for you. And if and you're like, I'm going to try to do this TV thing. But if you close your eyes and you said your biggest dreams out loud, one, would you ever say what it would be? And two, what is your biggest dream? Okay. Yes, I would say my dreams out loud. I'm not superstitious about that. I think being able to have a canon of work in film, TV, and theater that people know as a staple, like Jocelyn, what is a Jocelyn Bio play, a Jocelyn Bio TV show, a Jocelyn Bio film, having that kind of like canon of work where people just know what it is, and the comedy and my name feel synonymous, like,
yeah,
that's definitely... That's the goal for sure. What's next? I have no idea. Look, I also just had a baby 3.5 months ago.
Congratulations! So I think I'm,
wonderful. So I've been doing this play while also me and my husband have been like managing our little, you know, baby. So I'm also like, what's the legacy I'm creating for my son? You know, what do I want him to see? What do I want him to experience? What I want him to know about this time, you know, when he was a small baby. And I was like, yeah, when you were only like 7 weeks old, I was putting up a Broadway show. I want him to think that that's kind of cool. He may not, but.
No, please. So, you know, my mom's a Broadway playwright, right? She also has a movie starring herself that she wrote. And so he goes, say all of that, all of that. Jocelyn, I am so excited about your adventure. It is inspirational and it is encouraging, even to me, who feels very comfortable in my own world. I'm not like, yeah, let me get excited about something again. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your future. And more importantly, I'm excited for the work that you give us, the humor that you give the collective, because we need it. It's imperative. And we want women, Black women especially, we need to feel seen and heard. And you're doing that with your work.
Thank you. That is high praise coming from you because you are the queen of all queens. So
oh, you are so sweet. I noticed that, you know, I was about to hit you with my Ghana story before, but I'm going to tell you when we wrap. You know, I've been to Ghana 3 times. When I did my 23andMe, I was mad that I wasn't like 100% Ghanaian. I was like, okay, I'm as long as the West African part is here. All right. So we're gonna wrap this podcast. JB, thank you so much. Jocelyn Beale, thank you so much for being on here. You are so kind. And so sweet. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's really funny that she can't take compliments. I noticed that about most folks. Well, that's not true. I noticed that with Black women that I've interviewed in the past on this show, giving compliments is such a hard thing for us to receive. I'm speaking, you know, from my past experience and also from what I've witnessed during this podcast. And I don't know what that is. I don't know why we won't allow life to give us the joy and the rewards that we so, so much deserve. And it's probably a little bit of feeling let down all the time, feeling like the world is against you. Maybe it is the constant fight for recognition, the constant battle for respect. Hell if I know. But moving forward, I'm going to make sure that I give everyone their flowers. And you should do the same, especially our Black women. Thank y'all for listening to Naked. We'll be back next week.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.